And now, the Goldberg. The greatest mystery in human life is the human mind. Molly and the rest of us who are so familiar with our own minds think that we mean the things we say and intend the things we do, just the way they appear on the surface. If that was true, Sammy Goldberg's case would be hopeless, bound as it is to Sylvia Allison. Sammy still wants to marry Sylvia, although she nearly destroyed him and everyone else about her. Right now, Sammy and Sylvia both are being treated by a doctor who is a psychiatrist. The treatment bewilders the patients and the observers. Only young Dr. Cater seems to know what he's doing. Molly is alarmed by Sylvia's reaction. Listen.
Sylvia, Sammy wants you to go upstairs. All right. Don't you feel well, Sylvia?
No, I don't feel well.
Can let me do something for you?
Just stop watching me. That's all I want you to do for me. Stop looking at me the way you do. Telling me with everything you do that I promised to leave. I know what I promised you. Sammy isn't well enough for me to leave yet. Not until here. So just a minute, Pamela, dear. Just a minute. Susie's coming upstairs directly. I want to fix her a snick-snack.
Susie, I'll fix you a morsel. Maybe you'll take something. Maybe you'll feel better. Tell me, Susie. Did Dr. Cater say this?
Sylvia. Sylvia. We want you to come right out.
You're going up right away, please.
Come on. Oh, Sammy. You're all worried. Your father, too.
What's your father?
Oh, yes.
What's your father?
About me. You're all worried about me. You're afraid I won't leave when I should. I can see it in your faces, every one of you.
Why shouldn't we be afraid?
Yes.
Why should we have confidence in your promises?
Yes.
Is there one thing you ever did to prove to us that you even know how to tell the truth?
Oh. Please.
Don't start, Molly.
It's not well, sir.
I'm also not well.
Papa, darling.
I have a son, a broken boy, lying up there in bed. And who knows what his end will be. What do you want me to do? Love him and she's responsible for everything, huh?
Sir, please.
I'm not you, Molly. I can't turn the other cheek.
But where are you going?
Upstairs.
I'll go.
I'm going.
Sylvia. Oh. Get me Dr. Cater to come on the telephone, please.
Why not?
What an enzyme, because Mama says then there's a vibe. What an enzyme, because I have to speak to him.
Now.
Directly now. Directly this instant to the sight of the clock now. N-O-W now. How many times must I repeat myself that I said now, Rosalie?
Please. Rosalie. As I can see, this Sylvia is not well.
What is the doctor saying to her? That's what I want to know. For who knows what words can do to a person's mind, really?
I know what I'm trying to cure Sammy, but I don't want her, Nina.
I don't want anybody sacrificed for Sammy. Only me. I can be sacrificed for Sammy. That's why I'm me. Nobody else.
I don't know what you mean, Mama Dawn.
I do. I do, Rosalie. I know exactly what I mean. I can see what Dr. Cagerson is trying to do, Rosalie. He's not seeing Sylvia for nothing. Not for nothing. And he's not seeing family because I asked him to help Sammy. I asked him to break up what's on Sammy's mind. The feeling of responsibility for Sylvia. The feeling that we must marry. That's something that's on Sammy's mind. That's why I called in Dr. Cater. That's why Pamela is his patient. Not Sylvia. Sam is the patient, not Sylvia. Call me the doctor, Rosalie.
You're not going to tell the doctor how to treat Sammy. You'll
get me the number.
Marcy knows what he's doing.
Lastonbury 78 is the number.
Marcy.
Sammy wants a glass of milk.
Sammy wants a glass of milk? Oh, Sammy wants a glass of milk, sir. Rosalie, the milk is standing in the picture, Rosie.
You want me to get the number? I'll get it.
What number?
Dr. Kavis' number.
For what?
Just to talk to him.
About what?
Just to ask him something.
What?
A question.
What's the question?
Dolly, you heard how I said that the milk is in the pitcher. So what is standing? What is standing here? Go yonder and the milk is in the pitcher, Rosalie, please. Rosalie, get standing the milk, please.
What's the question?
Says you're not Dr. Cater, dear.
What's the question, Molly? What are you stirring up?
Stirring up? I'm not stirring. Did I say stirring, dear? I want to know why Sylvia is not feeling well.
It's an act, Molly. Don't be bamboozled by an act. She is acting. If you need any further proof, go upstairs and watch her how she's playing the leading lady in a book for Sammy's benefit.
Not possible that she's not acting.
Molly, please.
Stop it, darling.
Quiet.
Rosalie, the milk. Please, I said it before. The milk.
All right.
In the pitcher. Say, what harm is it take if I call the doctor and I ask him?
Ask him what?
What's on my mind?
What's on your mind?
Say, dear, I think I feel that maybe we're doing something wrong. We're using Sylvie to cure Sammy.
What do you mean?
I don't know what I mean, but the doctor will know. He's trying to separate them completely. That we know, because that's of the diagnosis. He was asked and we called him in to cure Sam. We told him what Sylvia did because he asked us. And we told him what she is and what she did. So maybe now, maybe he's making us feel how bad she is or something. I mean, for the feeling of the thing that she's good enough for anything.
Do you know what you're talking about, Molly?
I do, Jake. I know. But maybe I'm not saying it. So let me call the doctor. Anything? Please?
And if I say no?
Yes. Say no, I feel. Huh?
Do you think she'll understand your question?
It's English. I speak English. Why should we understand?
English that is as you speak it is not as he speaks it.
Then you ask.
Get the number.
Thank you. Thank you. Rosalie?
Mm-hmm.
Did you cook up the milk?
Yes, I did.
You did? Very well. Thank you, Jess. I'm calling. Glastonbury 7-8. Will you talk, Jake?
Get him on the phone first.
I'll only ask him private. Hello? Dr. Cater's office? Well,
ask for the doctor.
The doctor, please.
Junior. Is he there?
Yes, he's calling me, dear.
Then let me.
Maybe he's not there. Maybe. Hello? Dr. Cater? This is Mrs. Goldberg.
Let me.
Very well, doctor.
I'll talk to him.
Doctor, I only want to say that since Miss Allison Sylvia came back from your office, she seems very beside herself.
I said I'll call.
I would like to speak to you personally, so if I could come over sometime.
Molly, I said I'll talk.
Yes, please, doctor. Yes. Call again.
Call who?
Sylvia.
Not me.
Yes, doctor. Just 1 minute. Miss Sylvia now. Oh. Sylvia, the doctor wants to talk to you.
Yes,
please. Just 1 minute, doctor. Yes, Sylvia.
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Yes. Can I come tomorrow? Please? Please. Thank you. Bye.
Why do you look so surprised? Are you surprised that he wants to see me? He thinks I'm just as good as any of you. Just as good as any of you. And good enough for anybody. No matter who it is. Yes, even Sammy.
Sylvia's new attitude is bound to have its effect on the Goldbergs, and especially on Sammy.